The draft document really focuses on network wireless security. So this is the type of thing where it's not just that if you go to a coffee shop or a Wi-Fi, this is really your internal network security. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I think more and more agencies are using their, you know, you go to a meeting, you pop up your laptop, you connect to the wireless, you pull down a presentation or you submit the presentation to the PowerPoint projector and share it that way.
Right.
I think there's a lot of collaboration tools that are being used. Microsoft SharePoint, for instance, that probably has a wireless feature to it where people can, you know, everyone can go to it at once. So what this does is says use the something called the Extensible Authentication Protocol. Of course, there's an acronym, EAP. And what it says it gives guidelines of how to use EAP, how to protect the user and the wireless network themselves. EAP also protects, provides a key, and this is a digital key, a kind of encryption key, so you can protect the link. Now, that is not specifically covered in this document, the how to protect the link, but EAP provides you that beginning point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also address the use of password authentication. A lot of times before this protocol was developed over the last, you know, 5 or so years, people depended on, you know, you type your username, your password into it, and then you get in. And a lot of older systems are not, that's not as secure as using this new EAP protocol. So I think what they're saying is how to use it, when to use password authentication, when to get rid of it. And it's really just a really interesting document for a number of reasons because of the proliferation of wireless devices that we all see. Now, interestingly, this document is really coming just now instead of, you know, 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think, you know, we all use cell phones. Cell phones have been around for a while. Blackberries have been around for a while. Even wireless cards. But the thing that's going on here is this is seeing a real big use of these. And you know, your cell phone can get wireless internet now. And that's such a big difference.
So this hasn't been a standard. This is something that they're trying to create a standard around?
Correct. Now, EAP has been a protocol that's been out there for a while.
Okay.
And in fact, there's 40 different versions of EAP. And I think that's part of the reason why NIST is saying, I think we need a standard. It really does affect if one agency is using the approach one way and another is using an approach another way. It really doesn't make easy collaboration. If you are visiting an agency, pop up your laptop to log into their network, you can't do it if you're not meeting their protocol standards.
So the reason why they're doing this is to try and create some level of collaboration across the federal. And usually when feds create a standard, it's so many, it ends up being such a big one that others buy in.
Right. And I'm not sure it's so much about the collaboration piece, but more about the standard baseline of security for wireless networks. Because again, you know, it used to be, and Chris, you probably remember this, you could drive around and go, I think it's called war driving or war gaming or something, where you pop up your laptop outside a building and see if you can get into their wireless network. Not that we ever did that.
Well, no, we actually...
Because it's illegal.
Right. Well, no, we had to... we didn't do that, but we actually... when I was over at FCW, we had... was working with Bob Bruin, and we actually sent him with a sniffer around to... one of the issues we found was that it was with a lot of contractors still had open wireless networks and unsecured and
right.
could just get into them.
And even when they're securing it now, and they're using older approaches, and part of the reason NIST put this out is because EAP is a newer approach, and there's newer protocols that have been developed, is that they're using the passwords, and passwords are easily picked off. If a hacker is really good, they can pull your password out. So I think there's a couple of reasons why they did that. One, of course, we mentioned the proliferation of wireless. You know, everybody has a BlackBerry, a wireless card in their laptop or cell phone. And then obviously the newer EAP standards that are out now.
And so there's a lot of stuff in this report. Tell us about this report that's been written.
Well, it deals a little bit around the fact that how you use the protocol, when to use it, when to use password authentication. And interestingly, it does not address in great detail what you do when you're outside of your federal network. So if you go, again, to an airport, a hotspot, a Wi-Fi, they really don't talk about that too much. I did ask one of the co-authors about it, and she mentioned that's where the virtual private network comes in, the VPN, or some other similar types of security. And then, you know, you also have to deal with the fact that, you know, someone could steal your password if you tap in.